What's now known as the rail yard was once home to a vacant vegetable processing plant and other industrial uses. Developers are building an 8-unit condominium close to the western banks of the Fox River. There are many more residential projects in the works. Paul Belchner is president and CEO of developer Base Companies. He says the designated opportunity zones allow investors to get a federal tax break after 10 years of project completion.
It's a catalyst for urban underserved areas as designated by the state and federal governments. It's part of the federal tax law from 2017.
There are 120 opportunity zones in Wisconsin spread across 40 counties. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.